when news ain't new. Recently, headlines blared and news anchors put on their serious faces to announce the startling revelation that the late FBI chief J. Edgar Hoover had plans and lists for the detention of thousands of Americans because of perceived threats to U.S. national security. They based their reports on newly released government documents. I was struck by the reports, not because of their substance, but because I knew that this wasn't news. I knew this because I read about it in government publications, in books, and had written about it years ago in both commentaries and in my book, We Want Freedom. In fact, in 1981, Frank Donner wrote extensively of this in his book, The Age of Surveillance, The Aims and Methods of America's Political Intelligence System, published by Random House. Indeed, over half a decade before Donner's book appeared, the testimony and exhibits of the Congressional Church Committee hearings were published. And that very form that Hoover planned to use for custodial detentions was listed as an exhibit and reproduced. In Donner's book, it is written, quote, Hoover initiated a program for custodial detention of individuals with strong communist or Nazi tendencies, whose presence at liberty in this country in time of war or national emergency would constitute a menace to the public peace and safety of the United States government. All that was needed was to be considered someone hostile to the American way of life to be put on this list. Do you know when Hoover initiated his program? September 1939. In July 1943, U.S. Attorney General Francis Biddle ordered Hoover to terminate this program, saying the FBI did not have statutory authority for a program he called impractical and dangerous. Hoover responded to this order by changing the program's name and putting it under a different file. It was renamed the Security Index Program. The same thing, just a different name. Now, why are events that happened in 1939, 1943, publicized in a congressional hearing of 1975, published in government documents in 1976, and published privately by Donner in 1981 and me in 2004, news now? That's because generations have passed, left the news industry, and so-called journalists announce what's new to them. They didn't learn about this stuff in high school, college, or journalism school. When the government released these documents through routine declassification, they didn't know it was released to the Church Committee over 30 years ago and made public then, or that it was reported on by The Nation, Columbia Human Rights Law Review, and the publication of the American Friends Service Committee entitled J. Edgar Hoover's Detention Plan in 1978. The next time you hear breaking news, you may wonder, is it truly news or is it just broken? From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.